a fortis. Maybe I give it in that way. And she was also present, you know, at the Unity Dinner, in which, brothers, it was a tremendous success. The Unity Dinner that was held at the beautiful Salam restaurant yesterday afternoon. We had some of the most highest ranking black men and women in this city who came, and they were present there, and we had standing room only. And when, you know, Minister Aziz of St. Louis, Missouri, in addition to the guest speaker was Mr. Dempsey Travis, well-known realtor and businessman here in the Chicago community. And we also had the representative of the Nation of Islam, was Minister Aziz of St. Louis, Missouri, Temple Number 28. And he did a fine job in representing the Supreme Minister, Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. And when he finished with his representation, brothers and sisters, everybody stood up. Everybody stood up and applauded him, because he certainly did a beautiful job in representing the Supreme Minister of the Nation of Islam. So all in all, we had a wonderful time. We had preachers, lawyers, doctors, businessmen, every black man and woman, you know, of any note whatsoever, they were there yesterday. And they pledged their cooperation, their support. They took 100 tickets each, you know, to distribute among their own peers, you know, their own group. And as I say again, we should have at least 100,000 people next Sunday at McCormick's Place. That lakefront and Chicago will not be the same, brothers and sisters, after next Sunday. All praise. Oh yes, I have yet another. We have also with us Sister Marion Morgan, LPN, our private duty. She also resides here in Chicago. Will you please stand? This is Miss Morgan. So thank you for visiting us, and please come back again. We will be back here on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. and on Sunday, and on Friday night at 2 p.m., 8 p.m., I'm thinking about next Sunday. That's what I am thinking about. And next Sunday, don't forget, brothers and sisters, next Sunday at 2 p.m., we will be at McCormick's Place. Now, the doors will open at 12 noon. Is that right? Yes, the door will open at 12 noon. And I'm telling you again, brothers and sisters, you have to be there on time if you want a seat. Now, let us be there on time so that we can get a seat. You're really going to have something next Sunday. So thank you again, brothers and sisters. And at this time, we are going to say our closing prayer. Let us all stand, please. Let us lift our hands in this manner and bow our heads and repeat after me in silence. O Allah, guide me among those whom thou hast guided aright, and preserve me among those whom thou hast preserved. Befriend me among those whom thou hast befriended, and bless me in what thou doest grant me. O Allah, deliver me from the evil of what thou hast judged. For surely thou judgest, and none can judge against thee. And surely he whom thou befriendest is not disgraced. Blessed art thou, our Lord, and exalted be thee above that which they set up besides thee. I bear witness that thou art the one God, and I bear witness that Muhammad is thy servant and apostle. Amen. Brothers and sisters, may the peace and blessings of Allah go with you and bless you as you go to your homes or to wherever you are going in the name of His Supreme Minister, Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. Go in peace, because you are a Muslim, and a Muslim is a peaceful person. And wherever he goes, you know, he carries peace and not confusion. Let us make sure we have peace in our homes and in our community. Let us show the world that today we can certainly bear witness that Almighty God is with us, and that true religion is truly alive among us. So I want to thank you again. Remember, on Wednesday night, we'll be back here at 8 o'clock, and on Friday night, we'll be right here at 8 o'clock Sunday afternoon at McCormick's Place. Sisters, you may pass out to your left. Brothers, you may pass out to your right, those of you who are accepted today. We will see you Wednesday night. Come back and let's get more of this great teachings.